This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Tell the Truth Thursday about the Eagles offseason. Our question on Twitter today, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. How would you grade the Eagles offseason so far? 51.7% say A, 39.3% say B, 6.3% say C. And we're still calling it Twitter, right? We're still going to continue to call it Twitter.
Always.
I just feel like people are switching over.
They're getting closer to calling it X.
Yeah, more and more people are calling it X.
And we're not joining Blue Sky as a show?
No, we're not. I don't have time. And people are actually meaner on Blue Sky. I tried it for a little while, and people are meaner over there than they are on Twitter. So
interesting.
Like, I have enough mean stuff in my life. I don't need that. 215-592-9494. I have a question for Ike and Jack regarding the Phillies and the Eagles after we talked to Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, handsome?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Thursday. What's poppin', fellas? Good to hear y'all. Good to y'all back home.
Yeah. It's good to be back home.
What up, Yoshi?
My dudes. Hey, Spike, I'm calling and I'm talking from my AirPods. You punk.
Now, look, this sounds great. The AirPods.
Because I'm taking my time.
Okay.
I'm taking my time. And that's what it is. Like, try to play me. You thought I forgot, Dean, because I ain't called for a couple of days.
So Yoshi's mad because Aaron, another caller, said that Yoshi had the cheap AirPods. I said maybe it's the AirPods with two Ds that were $29
yeah,
on Instagram.
And I called Aaron the next morning and talked to him for like 15, 20 minutes from my real AirPods.
Wow, to address the situation.
AirPods, and he had to say what or huh or nothing.
Yeah, you're the kind of AirPods you got to plug in.
You know what? You just a Mr. Sunny guy. Mr. Sunny guy. I love you, though. I love you, though. Hey, man, what's the name? These kids tripping in the offseason. Hey, you know what? Slay can stay away. I don't mind. You old. What's the name? We got a nice little stable. Go on, stay away. I'm not bothered by AJ. Spike, I mean, I know he said what he said, and everybody's saying what they saying, but you take a little extra little poke at him when you say what you got to say.
No, I don't think I did. What did I do? I didn't poke at him.
I don't know. I just want to say it because I feel like you do. How about that?
No, I didn't.
I'm not bothered by AJ. AJ, what's his name? Show up every game, play. He has his little spats on the sideline when given a chance. He keep on playing. He's never out of the game when he's in the game, no matter what's going on with him. I ain't mad at him. Leave that boy alone. He don't miss no practices, none of that. What's man? He don't come out and say nobody's name. Yeah, he say some little subliminal stuff, but he don't say nobody's name. I ain't worried about none of that. Josh Sweat, what's saying? Like, last year, Josh Sweat was missing that action for like 7 or 8 weeks. Yeah, he was the leading sack getter this year with 8 sacks. But Nolan Smith was right behind him with 6.5. And if you count his playoffs, yeah, he had the 2 big ones in the Super Bowl. He had 10. But Nolan Smith still had more than him. And I think he benefited because Carter ascended. Milton Williams had a great year. I worry about more about Milton Williams than Josh Sweat. We can find somebody else to be Josh Sweat. And no, we're not desperate right now. So maybe we will pick somebody. Chase Young out there, you can get him at a good price, I believe. And he'll probably excel in this defense. What's the name with these young guys, too? I think he's a free agent. Go get him. Mm-hmm. He's young. What's the name? He got some game to him. He ain't got his head right. He injury-free right now. Saquon, they signed Saquon because Saquon has 2,005 yards. He had 17 40-plus yarders. 20-plus yarders. He had 7 40-plus yarders. They rewarded the man. And you know, you know how we going to restructure that contract sometime next year or the following year anyway. I ain't even worried about that. Zach Barnes, yeah, 150 tackles, 5 forced fumbles, an interception, played big in the Super Bowl. I mean, he had almost 4 sacks daggone self. What's the name? You reward that man. And we've been crying about a linebacker, and then we got one. And you know why I give him an A? Because we are Super Bowl champions in the offseason doing all of this stuff that we're doing. We're not doing it as the runner-up. We're not doing it as a playoff team. We are the Super Bowl champions. Now I'm talking about Irene.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remind them sometimes. Got to remind them.
Super Bowl. Got to remind them. We are the Super Bowl champions making these moves, worrying about what move we going to make and all that good stuff. You talking about, come on, man. Super Bowl champions with an elite quarterback. An elite quarterback, Irene.
Yeah.
You know why? Because one thing we going to
Slay doesn't think
did.
So.
We, I don't care what Slay says.
Okay.
Slay
yeah, he
doesn't
door, count. Yeah.
He's on his way out the door. Let him kick rocks for all I care. And the nice gentleman, I ain't thinking about Baywatch. What's the name? Yeah, I love me some CJ. I can't even remember the TV names, but I remember Yasmin Bleef. She was my favorite. I love them dark hair girls. I love when CJ, Pamela Anderson came up out the water. Carmen Electra. Good gracious of Scott. Yes, I loved all of that. I loved all of that. But that's not what I miss. I miss the Chappelle Show. That's what I miss.
Oh, yeah. That's a big answer. That's a good answer.
I'm back. Yeah. What's the name? He had to go to Abra and smoke all that weed and not want to do the daggone show no more. That's what I miss. And maybe Benny Hill. I used to like Benny Hill.
Benny Hill is a funny answer.
All right, Yosh.
All right, Yosh. Yeah, I mean, Chappelle Show, I mean.
Wow, it's classic.
And it's time, yeah. I mean, it's just.
People don't realize only 2 years of it.
Yeah, I was going to say high, short peak
yeah.
for Chappelle Show. And then he was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
He disappeared. For years, he just disappeared.
Well, yeah, he had to get away from the Illuminati.
Oh, is it an Illuminati thing?
Well, I mean, you know, when they knock on your door.
Yep.
And they need to see you.
Yep.
And they offer you things. Make suggestions.
That's how it goes.
Either you accept or you reject.
That's what happened with our show.
He rejected.
The Ike Illuminati wormhole is a good one.
Man,
yeah. Listen. It feels like a summer show. Illuminati week on the WIP afternoon show.
Conspiracy week?
Yeah, is that? Oh, I would love
we can't
conspiracy
call it Illuminati
week
because people are out there.
Man. Right. Yeah, we'd get in trouble.
Show is popular.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to come up missing somewhere.
Right. We'll know
speaking
who got gotcha. You.
Speaking out of turn. Yes.
Yep. We'll know exactly. who got gotcha. You. I would love conspiracy week. Do you have a favorite conspiracy, Jack?
I mean, yeah. I think so. What? But I don't know which one it is.
Are you allowed, is one that you're worried about saying? Or?
The moon one.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm a go-to moonsman.
Faking the moon landing is also my favorite.
They obviously faked it.
Yeah. Wilt?
Well, there's more evidence out there that may not be true.
Well, there's a lot of evidence on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about the Wilt thing.
There's only evidence on the no side for the Wilt
thing.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the moon landing.
Yeah. I've been through, the moon one is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through a lot on both sides on the moon one. The problem with the people who have the evidence against it is they are a little crazy. And they do go a little overboard with stuff I don't believe, which makes me not believe the stuff that I do believe, if that makes sense.
Right. I don't want to be a Looney Tune.
I don't want to be a wacko.
Yeah,
but
not,
I want
not
something
this
more
show.
Interesting than saying JFK. You know, the JFK one, everybody knows something up with that one. But the moon one I like.
Yeah, listen, anything that involves our government, I view it as a conspiracy.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't put it past them, faking the moon landing.
Yeah,
they're in space race with Russia or whatever. They needed to win. They needed to win. I will ask you guys this Eagles-Phillies question after I tell you about somebody that always wins, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. They win for you. They're not in it for them. The cars are John Ashdale's, not in it for him. The staff of Colonial, they're not in it for them. They didn't build the brand new, beautiful Colonial Hyundai for them. It's for you. It's to make everything faster, easier, and better. And you don't have a lot of time, so they're not going to waste it. So when you go to Colonial and you see that they have over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock, they you know that they have the one that you want. So you're not going to waste your time. Whether it's the Ioniq 5 and 6, the EV, maybe a Tucson, maybe a Kona, maybe a Palisade. They're going to help you make it faster that way. They help make it easier with any problem you have, whether it's your budget, whether it's financing, whether it's your trade, that piece of junk. They're going to guarantee you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. I mentioned financing. No matter what your credit is, they'll figure it out. Rates as low as 0%. And with their streamlined buying process, you'll be in and out in no time, not wasting your time. So don't wait. 24/7, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Okay, this Tell the Truth Thursday. And I ask you, Ike, first. More likely to happen in the upcoming season for both teams, the Eagles repeat as Super Bowl champions or the Phillies win the World Series? It's tough, right? Because the Eagles higher up in the hierarchy of teams, but yeah. Repeating is hard.
Well, it's hard to repeat.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah, but I still think the Eagles are more likely to repeat than the Phillies win the World Series.
Jack, what do you think?
It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yes, it's Tell the Truth Thursday.
I think it's the Eagles, too.
Now, are you doing this to protect the Phillies from expectations, or do you really believe it?
Doing this to protect myself.
Okay.
From my own expectations. I just don't view this as I don't think it's a World Series year. They can, but if I had to bet on who I think has a better chance of doing it, I think it's the Eagles. They're pretty much the same team.
Yes, but that doesn't guarantee anything.
Sure.
And you look historically, how many repeats have we had in the last 40 years? We had Denver. We had Dallas.
Chiefs.
We had Chiefs
and Patriots.
So four in the last 40 years or so.
Yep.
I think it's the Phillies. Now, I don't put the Phillies as a super high percentage chance to win the World Series, but I do think it's more likely the Phillies. There's so many like obstacles to repeating as champion and so many things that went right for the Eagles last year. Health went right for the Eagles last year. We do have the Saquon thing that we keep bringing up, and until I see their offense be good without a 2,000-yard Saquon, I'm going to have trouble believing that it's possible. And the defense, we have the rest of the offseason to fill holes, but there are a lot of holes for the defense, I think, as of now. If we're going to assume Milton Williams is gone, if we're going to assume Josh Sweat's gone, if we're going to assume Slay is gone, those are big, and it's going to mean a full good season of Nolan Smith. It's going to mean some sort of advancement from Jalix Hunt. We're not going to have N'Kobe. I mean, who knows? Hopefully, by the middle of the season or something, we have N'Kobe Dean.
I told you.
Yeah.
Nephew will be in there. We're good.
Yeah, same player.
Yeah.
Man, other nephew. I just saw a picture of him from spring ball.
Wait, which nephew is that?
Josiah.
Oh, really?
The brother.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where did he end up?
He's in Missouri now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what position does he play?
Linebacker.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. They just pump him out in that house.
Yeah, he's Jeremiah at about 15 pounds.
Really?
And another inch.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the high-level prospect at that point?
He's only this is a second-year player.
Okay, and he wasn't at Missouri last year?
No, he was at West Virginia.
Okay.
So he transferred.
Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
We're going to have to draft him too?
He was, I don't know what conference West Virginia is in.
They are
Big 12, right?
I have no idea. They switch them so much.
I know.
Well, they're Big East, and then weren't they ACC for a minute?
See?
Pretty sure the Big 12, and then Missouri's still in the Big 12.
Whatever it was, he was the freshman of the year in the conference.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And he transferred maybe from a coaching thing, I guess? Or?
I think that's what it was. So maybe, NIL money.
Oh, right. There's that. I forget. College sports are crazy right now.
Yeah, NIL money is there.
I think also, it's not just the hurdles with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I do think we are, as a city, underrating the Phillies a little bit. And I felt it going into...
rightfully so.
Well, here's the thing. I felt it going into spring training.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also sort of felt it from everybody we talked to at spring training,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Boa or Bryce or Trey and they should be confident about their team, I think. But also, they did express the thing that I felt is like, hey, look at the lineup and look at the starting rotation. Is we just have, and right to your point, rightfully so, we have the Met series locked into our brains. But it was one series, and they did win 95 games, and they did win the division, and they have been in the playoffs for three straight years, and it's hard to win the World Series. And there are a lot of great, last thing, there are a lot of just great teams over the last 40 years who have had good team after good team after, like the Braves won the division for, what, 20 years? They won one World Series in that stretch. The Dodgers, even in this stretch of Dodgers World Series, until last year, they only had the phony one in there. I think the Phillies are better than we remember. And I'm eager for the season to start, because I think we're, not that I think they're going to get off to the start they got off last year, but I think we will be reminded that, hey, like, they're not the Dodgers, but they're as good as any other team in baseball, which to me gives them a decent shot of winning the World Series this year.
Yeah, I don't know if their spirit has been broken.
It's a good question.
You know, with this group of guys, you're basically running it back with the same group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. There are a lot of players on the team that I like. I like the team in general, but I also feel that there is a lack of mental toughness with the team as well, and it's part of the reason why I'm more confident in the Eagles, because the Eagles have shown they can overcome adversity. The Eagles have shown that, you know, whatever they did wrong to end the 2023 season, they changed things up going into the 2024 season. They didn't say run it back. We were a good team. We won. We were 10-1, and this just happened, and it was overblown. We're still a good football team. No, they recognized some things weren't right inside there. And a lot of guys they brought back had to look within themselves and change some things, including the head coach. They were able to get that done and won the title. Like, they literally won the title. It wasn't an easy road. They had adversity last year. They had to adjust on the fly in the bye week. Like, the Eagles have shown that they are a championship metal team. The Phillies haven't. They are a very likable team. They haven't shown they have the championship medal. They just have not. And until they do, I got to get a benefit of the doubt to the Eagles. Like, the Eagles, with the way they won this Super Bowl, I view them in such a different light now. I was happy when they won the first one. I realized that was lightning in a bottle, right? As fast as it came, it was gone just as quick. This team, under this regime, under the last 3 or 4 years, has shown me something differently. They've gone to 2 Super Bowls. They've had adversity, overcame it. They're doing things from a philosophical standpoint that they wouldn't have done 5 to 10 years ago when it comes to signing players, re-signing players, putting assets into certain positions. Like, the Eagles have shown me that there's flexibility with them and they can adjust. And even though repeat champions aren't common, man, if somebody was going to do it, this team is young enough, it's prime enough, and I look at the rest of the league, they are scrambling to get to where the Eagles are. I never thought I'd see a team do what they did to a Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid-led team in the Super Bowl. I never thought I'd see that. They dominated that team. The Chiefs had no business on the same field with the Eagles in that game. It seemed like it was 2 different levels of teams. And I'm talking about 2 of the greatest, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. The Phillies haven't done that. They get up for the Braves, and that's been the biggest moment for us, is the Braves series. They haven't done that in the postseason, and they're too comfortable to me.
So I don't disagree with anything you said. The only one thing I'd ask.
Yeah, okay.
Well, everything you said about the Eagles is true, and I agree wholeheartedly. And like 95% of what you said about the Phillies, I also agree, and it's why I have doubts. And again, I'm not saying the Phillies are going to go win the World Series. Mm-hmm. It's just that the question about whether they are able to take a punch and come back, I would disagree a little bit in that the end of the way that the season ended in 23 mm-hmm. with the Diamondback series, mm-hmm. I think they looked at that and they came back and they did collect themselves and have an overall regular season last year, good season.
They did, yep.
You know, they got punched in the mouth. They could have felt sorry for themselves, and they came out, they won the division, they had a hot start. Now, can they do that again under even worse circumstances? And I do agree with...
And that's what we're asking, yeah, right? They got to do it again.
And I think the point that you made is the best point of a bunch of good points is the Eagles did recognize there was a problem and addressed it without making... They didn't make major changes. They didn't fire the coach. Right. They didn't get rid of the quarterback. None of that stuff. But they recognized that there had to be changes, and those changes worked.
Yep.
But also, within those changes, Nick grew. Jalen grew. Like, a lot of players mm-hmm. grew. And I don't know that... Maybe we can see that from Stott or Bohm or something. But for the Phillies, they are sort of who they
sure.
are.
Well, here's the other thing with that. And maybe it's just the way the sports are sort of made up, how you play the sports. The Phillies are being left to their own sort of devices and motivations to change. Mm-hmm. The approach at the plate. Oh, we'll see. You know, Topper changing names in the lineup. That's not a magic elixir that's going to fix the team. It's really the players and what they do. The Eagles, because of the nature of football, they were able to change the culture, the physicality part, practice habits, things of that nature. They were able to change those things, which made them a better team, and it made them a more mentally tougher team.
Well, and the other thing is, and this is like Saquon, you can't get a player in baseball who can change.
What we did, his name was Trey Turner.
Well, but what I mean is, it's just the way that just the way the game works. Mm-hmm. You could get a great player in baseball. They still can't carry a load the way that Saquon can.
Sure.
So the Eagles were able to make a change on the field that was so meaningful that I don't even know if the Phillies, and again, it's part of the way that the sport is. I don't know if the Phillies could have, even if you get Juan Soto, you can't just say, well, the rest of the offense isn't working. Let's have Juan Soto hit every time,
sure.
Which the Eagles were able to do, too.
Yeah.
They're all good points. All good points. This year is I think it reflects on all the players. It reflects on Rob Thompson. I think it reflects on Dombrowski and Middleton allowing this to be the same in a big way, too, without firing Thompson, right?
Well, because staleness can
factor
in.
Yeah, if they come in and they win 88 games or something and they lose in the first round and they look just sort of, everything looks exactly the same, I think we will look back at last offseason from a managerial standpoint and say we should have done something.
Listen, we all feel it. We hope we're wrong. This thing is trending like the last great era of Phillies baseball, where it just got progressively worse each year. They went out earlier each year, all the way down. Only difference is we didn't get the World Series win.
I hope it's different. Yeah, I hope it's different.
But we've gone from World Series to NLCS to NLDS. Mm-hmm. The next one is the wild card round where we lose 2-1.
Nah, not this year. They're trying to, and that's why they're trying not to make the same mistake they made in 2011. Not the same mistake, but they're trying to keep the window open.
Yes.
Not to double down on this.
I have to agree with that.
Yeah. Jack, the top 5 of 5 is next. What does everyone have to look forward to?
Let's close it out.
Oh, no.
Yes, please, close out this damn trip.
No, not the best thing.
Yeah, because who knows what
Well,
who knows what he saw? We don't know, Spike. We just go about our everyday life.
I don't like this part. You hate on Twitter.
Yeah. He's there plotting on us and watching us like a Hawkeye.
No, one on there is me. Two are pieces of audio from different shows that I found funny.
Okay.
And one I thought was hilarious last night.
Yeah, I know what it is. I don't want it brought up.
It's a good story.
I don't remember it.
No, you will. All right, the top. I don't want it brought up. You ruined everything. The top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.